But the second major crisis came when Dow was interviewing on the campus in February of 67. And it spilled over from chemistry. No, as a matter of fact, we had interviewing not only in engineering, but we had it in business. And the protest jammed the parking lot of Bascom Hall. Now I'm mixing up a couple of events. There was one before which involved Fleming, and Fleming was held almost as a hostage in the Dean of Students' office by the students, but he made the announcement to them, "I am a lawyer, I know the law, and if you do not permit me to leave this office when I want to, we can bring charges." And with that, the students did permit him to leave the Dean of Students' office. It was at that time that I had four recruiters on campus, and they began to get very nervous as they saw the crowd jamming up against the Dow people.
These were not Dow people.
Not
These
Dow
were
people.
For other.
But they groups. Said, one of them was Northwestern Mutual, and they said, "We lend money to Dow." One was Procter & Gamble, and they said, "We make the glycerin that goes in the bombs." The Ford Motor Company says, "We make the tanks for the war effort." And one of them was a bank who also said, "We lend money for these activities." And they were all very nervously watching this gathering of students going toward the Dean of Students' office with the chancellor there. But subsequently, the students permitted them all to leave, and that quieted down.